His life was changed. His connection to reality was completely transformed, all because of the groan, the spittle, and the touch of Jesus Christ. So many lessons for you and me to learn from the deaf and mute man's encounter with Jesus in our gospel today. First of all, the man was willing to let others bring him to Jesus Christ to meet his need. Are you and I even aware of our need for Jesus Christ? Jesus is our Heavenly Father's answer to our need. Our Heavenly Father sent Jesus to fix our problem with sin and death. Are you and I even aware of our need for Jesus? There's no way to heaven except through Jesus. There's no way out of sin except through Jesus. Do we realize we need him? For most of us, our parents graciously brought us to the powerful touch of Jesus at baptism. In fact, today's gospel makes its way into the baptism rite. Part of the gospel is an epiphatha rite, where the priest touches the ears of a child and says, "May your ears soon be opened to hear God's word." And then he touches the mouth of the child and says, "May your mouth soon be opened to speak of him." So this gospel is definitely connected with baptism. And the first big touch from Jesus is the sacrament of baptism. But for all kinds of reasons, many people forget that they need Jesus, especially as they become adults. Second, Jesus brings the man away from the crowd. Do you and I spend enough time with Jesus away from the busyness of the crowd? There's no way our ears can be open to hear him, our senses open to his touch, if we won't let him draw us into a silent place with him regularly. Third, the man allows the transforming touch of Jesus. The man receives it. Do you realize that the transforming touch of Jesus has passed into the sacraments? Do you think of Jesus when you go to confession, when you baptize your children, when you receive the Eucharist, when you get married? Here in the Eucharist is all of Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. His humanity is still a conduit of divine power from heaven, just as it was for this man. And what an amazing focus on the humanity of Jesus that we even hear about his spittle somehow serving this miracle, his spittle actually being a source of divine power. Jesus' humanity is still a conduit of divine power from heaven. Do we try to open our heart and our spiritual senses to Jesus as we approach any sacrament? Fourth, imagine how this man will now speak and live from the perspective of his encounter with Jesus Christ. This was a defining moment in his life. His hearing has been filled by Jesus Christ. His speaking has been motivated by Jesus Christ. What about your living and mine? What about our hearing? What about our speaking? Is it obvious to others that we've been transformed by an amazing encounter with Jesus Christ? Fifth, this man can't stop talking about what Jesus has done for him. Have you ever tried to articulate what Jesus has done for you, even for your own sake, much less for the sake of drawing others to him? Give it a try. Talk to Jesus about what he means for you and what he has done for you, where you would be had you not encountered him in life. Every Catholic should be able to talk about the difference Jesus has made in our life. It's a great personal exercise, and frankly, it's a tremendous tool you have then when the Lord opens the door to evangelize somebody and speak to them about the difference he can make in their life. It's because of our Lord's gracious initiative towards us that we as his disciples live and practice stewardship. We approach our lives as stewards, that is, as people caring for our lives under the direction of Jesus Christ, our King, our Master, our Captain. Our life is not ultimately our own. Stewardship has everything to do with responding to our Lord, who has done so much for us. We organize our time, talent, and treasure for his sake as members of the church he founded. And that prohibition Jesus gave against telling people about the miracle? How do you not tell people, all of them who saw you unable to hear and unable to speak, how do you not tell people that a miracle has happened for you at the hands of Jesus Christ? They will all see the transformation that has occurred in you. Jesus' command that it not be told was simply a way of proving to them that he was not doing such wonders for the sake of receiving human praise, human fame. Jesus was not about shallow glory. As for you and me, we should be very generous telling people what Jesus has done for us. It's a great exercise in prayer to think about how you would tell others how Jesus has made a difference in your life. Tell Jesus he makes all the difference as you receive him in the Eucharist today. Amen.